Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a person who inspired you to volunteer. The topic, describe a person who has inspired you to volunteer, is a popular theme in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss personal experiences, express opinions, and use a range of vocabulary related to volunteering and inspiration. This topic has appeared frequently in past IELTS exams and is likely to continue being relevant in future tests. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about volunteering and inspiration. Here are some possible questions. Have you ever done any volunteer work? What kind of volunteer activities are popular in your country? Do you think volunteering is important? Why or why not? Who inspires you in your life? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, have you ever done any volunteer work? Sample answer, yes, I have. In fact, I've been actively involved in several volunteer projects over the past few years. One that stands out was when I participated in a beach cleanup initiative last summer. It was an eye-opening experience that really made me aware of the impact of pollution on our environment. Since then, I've been regularly volunteering at a local animal shelter, which has been incredibly rewarding. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Now, let's focus on the main topic. Here's a possible cue card. Describe a person who has inspired you to volunteer. You should say who this person is, how you know them, what kind of volunteer work they do, and explain how they inspired you to volunteer. Here's a sample answer. Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'd like to talk about my high school teacher, Mrs. Johnson, who has been a significant influence on my decision to volunteer. I first met her when I was 15, and she was teaching environmental science at my school. Mrs. Johnson is not just a teacher, but also an avid environmentalist who dedicates a substantial amount of her free time to various environmental causes. She's particularly passionate about wildlife conservation and often organizes local cleanup drives and awareness campaigns. What struck me most about Mrs. Johnson was her unwavering commitment to making a difference. She would often share stories about her volunteer experiences during class, painting vivid pictures of the positive impact even small actions could have. I remember her describing a sea turtle rescue operation she participated in, and how her eyes lit up with enthusiasm as she spoke. Her passion was contagious, and it inspired me to start thinking about how I could contribute to my community. She encouraged us to join her in beach cleanups, and I decided to give it a try. The experience was eye-opening, and I felt a sense of fulfillment I had never experienced before. Mrs. Johnson's dedication and the way she seamlessly integrated her passion for volunteering into her daily life showed me that anyone can make a difference. She demonstrated that volunteering isn't just about grand gestures, but about consistent, small actions that collectively create a significant impact. Since then, I've been regularly participating in various volunteer activities, from animal shelter work to tutoring underprivileged children. Mrs. Johnson's inspiration has shaped my worldview and made me realize the importance of giving back to society. Her influence has been truly transformative, turning me from a passive observer into an active participant in community service. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you a few more questions related to this topic. Do you think young people today are interested in volunteering? How can schools encourage students to volunteer more? Sample answer, 8-9. That's an interesting question. I believe that young people's interest in volunteering has been growing in recent years, particularly with the rise of social media and increased global awareness. Many youths today are more conscious of social and environmental issues, which often translates into a desire to make a tangible difference. However, the level of interest can vary depending on factors like education, socioeconomic background, and personal experiences. As for schools encouraging volunteering, I think there are several effective strategies they could employ. Firstly, integrating community service into the curriculum could be beneficial. This could involve dedicating a certain number of hours per semester to volunteer work, which would expose students to various causes and organizations. Secondly, schools could invite inspiring speakers who have made significant contributions through volunteering. Hearing personal stories can be incredibly motivating for students. Additionally, organizing school-wide volunteer events or challenges could create a sense of community and friendly competition around volunteering. Lastly, recognizing and rewarding students' volunteer efforts, perhaps through a special mention at graduation or consideration in college applications, could provide extra incentive. Ultimately, the key is to make volunteering accessible, engaging, and relevant to students' lives and interests. By doing so, schools can help cultivate a lifelong commitment to community service. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to volunteering and inspiration. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think volunteering can benefit society as a whole? Sample answer, Baint 9. Volunteering can have a profound and multifaceted impact on society. Firstly, it addresses critical social issues that might otherwise be neglected due to lack of resources or government attention. For instance, volunteers often fill gaps in social services, providing support to vulnerable populations like the elderly or homeless. Secondly, volunteering fosters a sense of community and social cohesion. When people come together to work towards a common goal, it strengthens social bonds and builds trust within communities. This can lead to more resilient and supportive societies. Moreover, volunteering can have significant economic benefits. It reduces the strain on government resources and provides valuable services that would otherwise be costly to implement. For example, environmental cleanup efforts by volunteers save substantial amounts of public money. Lastly, I believe volunteering cultivates a culture of empathy and civic responsibility. It exposes individuals to diverse perspectives and social issues, broadening their worldview and encouraging more active citizenship. This can lead to a more engaged and socially conscious populace, which is crucial for a healthy democracy. In essence, volunteering acts as a catalyst for positive social change, creating a ripple effect that extends far beyond the immediate impact of the volunteer work itself. Examiner, do you think companies should encourage their employees to volunteer? Why or why not? Sample answer. Absolutely, I believe companies should actively encourage and facilitate employee volunteering. There are numerous benefits to this approach, both for the employees and the company itself. Firstly, from an employee perspective, volunteering can significantly enhance job satisfaction and personal growth. It provides opportunities for skill development, leadership experience, and networking outside of the usual work environment. This can lead to increased motivation and productivity in the workplace. For companies, encouraging volunteering can boost their corporate social responsibility, CSR profile, which is increasingly important in today's socially conscious market. It can improve the company's reputation, making it more attractive to potential employees, customers, and investors who value ethical business practices. Moreover, employee volunteering programs can foster team building and improve company culture. When colleagues work together on volunteer projects, it can strengthen interpersonal relationships and create a more collaborative work environment. However, it's crucial that companies implement these programs thoughtfully. They should offer a variety of volunteering opportunities to cater to different interests and skills and ensure that participation is truly voluntary. Companies should also consider offering paid time off for volunteering to demonstrate their commitment to these initiatives. In conclusion, while there may be some short-term costs associated with employee volunteering programs, I believe the long-term benefits in terms of employee satisfaction, skill development, and positive corporate image far outweigh these considerations. It's a win-win situation that benefits the company, the employees, and society as a whole. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases from the sample answers, along with their meanings and usage. Actively involved, adj phrase, participating energetically and frequently. Example, I've been actively involved in several community projects this year. Eye-opening experience, eyopanens, adds, an event that brings new understanding or awareness. Example, volunteering at the homeless shelter was an eye-opening experience for me. Unwavering commitment, wivent, noun phrase, a strong, unchanging dedication to something. Example, her unwavering commitment to the cause inspired others to join. Seamlessly integrated, integerated, adds adge, smoothly incorporated without obvious joints or seams. Example, she seamlessly integrated her passion for volunteering into her daily routine. Cultivate, cultivate, verb, to foster the growth of or develop. Example, volunteering helps cultivate a sense of social responsibility. Multifaceted impact, adge noun, an effect with many different aspects or features. Example, volunteering has a multifaceted impact on both individuals and communities. Foster, foster, verb, to encourage or promote the development of something. Example, community service programs foster a sense of civic duty among students. Catalyst, catalyst, noun, something that precipitates an event or change. Example, her volunteer work acted as a catalyst for broader community engagement. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like volunteering and inspiration, consider the following tips. Use personal experiences. Relate the topic to your own life experiences. This adds authenticity to your responses and helps you speak more naturally. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts, and provide reasons for your opinions. This demonstrates your ability to think critically and express complex ideas. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases relevant to the topic. This showcases your language proficiency and helps you achieve a higher band score. Practice speaking fluently. Work on reducing hesitations and fillers. Aim for smooth delivery of your ideas. Listen carefully to the questions. Make sure you understand what the examiner is asking and address all parts of the question in your response. Use appropriate tenses. When describing past events or future possibilities, use the correct tense consistently. Show enthusiasm. Demonstrating genuine interest in the topic can positively influence the examiner's perception of your speaking ability. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is practice. Regularly engage in English conversations, record yourself speaking, and seek feedback to continuously improve your skills. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a person who has had a lasting impact on your personal development. Describe a time when you volunteered for a cause during the pandemic. Describe a person who has inspired you to focus on personal growth. By following these guidelines and continually practicing, you'll be well prepared to discuss topics like volunteering and inspiration in your IELTS speaking test, potentially achieving a high band score.